Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Aaron Gurnis. Our guest today on Let's Talk Knoxville is Brandon Nemers, Knoxville Recreation Center Director. And Brandon, you guys are in the middle of really starting a big expansion project for the Recreation Center. Can you talk about a little bit about what that's going to entail?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Aaron. What we're first getting going here is we got a council approval on July 5th, which was a Tuesday, to go ahead with engineering services to come out and survey the land at our facility here, the existing land, and give us some plans and specifications on the parking lot, the drainage, and where the tile needs to be and so forth, and obviously the lay of the land there. So with that engineering services, we'll be able to move forward and then put out a request for proposal for actual construction of a parking lot and multi-purpose athletic fields out here at the Recreation Center.
Now, multi-purpose athletic fields. Now, what does that mean in your mind? What are you envisioning right now?
Well, the groups that will probably use it out there is we will have our club soccer, which is not actually through the Recreation Center here. We work fairly closely with them. We'll have our youth flag football out there. We'll have our youth soccer. There's possibilities of adult flag football and so forth. So it's just some nice multi-purpose land there that well drains and could open it up some possibilities for tournaments and things of that nature.
Does the will the turf be natural grass? Are we talking artificial?
It'll be natural grass here. Nothing too fancy, but it'll just be a nice, level playing field there. Like I said, with some drainage and some additional parking, which the Recreation Center itself is obviously going to benefit from that. In the fall and winter, our parking lot is pretty full on nights and weekends. So,
where did you say the expansion was going to be at?
Our parking lot we currently have here at the Recreation Center, we're going to tie on a new parking lot, which will go south towards Howard Street there. We'll have an entrance, exit, and so forth. We'll also extend our sidewalk that is on our existing parking lot now all the way down to that and tie into the sidewalk on Howard Street. And then the rest of the land here, we're going to move some trees. We're going to, phase two of this, we'll have a concession restroom and storage unit, and then a new playground also. So the existing land will be out there, and like I said, it'll be a nice level playing field here. It'll be, Marion County will definitely benefit from this.
Yeah, what do you see benefiting from it? I know you kind of talked about the clubs and organizations. How do you think it'll help the community out? What do you think it really will offer the community?
Well, the recreation side of things is quality of life. I mean, when people are looking to move to communities or businesses are looking to come to communities, they're looking at things that will attract young families, give people opportunities to recreate and so forth. I envision all kinds of things happening out there. I mean, you can go out there and play catch with, a frisbee, play catch with a baseball, and like I said, and we're going to hold our leagues and clubs and organizations out there too. So it's pretty exciting. I mean, it's a pretty big project, but we're hoping to get this moving here fairly quickly. So.
And you said that you're on kind of phase one right now. Do you expect ground to be moved by the end of the year here?
Yes, I do. I'm hoping for a quick turnaround here from Veenstra and Kim Engineering Services to get our plans and specifications. Hopefully here in either the first or the second council meeting in August to go out for requests for proposals for actual construction. It'll be two parts of the phase one here. We'll bid out probably the sidewalk and parking lot, and then it'll be the excavation of the land and the drainage will be the second part. Now we'll consider, we might have one person that'll get the bid for the parking lot sidewalk. We might have one person that'll get the bid for the existing land. So with that, hopefully the end result is some nice level playing field there and some more parking for our facility.
Okay. And actually something I was just thinking of here too. Now, you said have some clubs, some tournaments out there. Do you think that this new multi-purpose athletic field, do you think mm-hmm. that with these you'd be able to host more tournaments with teams coming maybe from the rest of the county, out of the county, mm-hmm. bigger club tournaments, that sort of thing? That would really, enhance the business in Knoxville, when you always get more people mm-hmm. coming in then.
Yeah, definitely. The club soccer right now it has a board and also has John Smith, who's the boys soccer coach here, him and I work really closely together. They're part of a greater Des Moines league, I believe it's called. So they're playing teams out of Des Moines area and surrounding communities. So hopefully they can come in here and play their home games and stuff here, and we'll have a little concession stand going. So I think it'll be a good partnership for the community, and it'll also bring in people here. They'll hopefully eat in the community and buy gas in the community and so forth. So kind of stimulate the economy. So.
Anything else you wanted to mention on this at all? Or?
Well, we're hoping to have this completed, possibly this fall, and maybe they'll be seeding it in the spring, and I'm hoping a fall of 2012 to be be playing on it and going at it. So
that's really exciting.
Yeah, it's always nice to offer other opportunities here for the citizens of Marion County and surrounding communities. So.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Yep. Thanks, Aaron.
Our guest today on Let's Talk Knoxville has been Brandon Nemers, the director of the Knoxville Recreation Center. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Let's Talk Pella is up next.